Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Alyssa, you know who this is, right?
No.
You don't recognize this song? You don't know what this is?
No. I thought it was just an instrumental track. I didn't know this was an artist.
Okay. I can't really skip forward on this.
Sounds pretty funky.
You've never heard this before.
I don't think so. Like, should I have heard this?
Her name was Lola.
Oh!
She was a showgirl.
Okay.
With yellow feathers in her hair.
Yes, I've heard this.
But do you know who it is?
No, but I'm using my context clues, and I think it's Barry Manilow.
It is Barry Manilow, but you've heard this song before.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm only asking because last night I was sitting at dinner, and I should explain that I spent last night downtown because I was the chauffeur for my mom and her friends who went to go see Barry Manilow at Rockin' Arena. So I dropped them off at Rockin' Arena, and I came right back here to the radio station. And I got a little bit of work done, and then I went downstairs to yours truly to have dinner, and I was watching the Guardians game down there. And the bartender, the server, he was asking me questions like, are you from out of town? And I'm like, no, I just work upstairs. I Ubered my mom to the Barry Manilow concert. And he's like, I have no idea who that is.
How old was he?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's probably your age or maybe a little bit younger.
Okay. I'm sure he would have known who you were talking about if you showed a picture.
And so his manager came over, and his manager's like, you've never even heard of Copacabana?
Was he like, no?
No, he's like, I've never heard of
no,
it.
No, I have no idea what you crazy men are talking about.
And that's where we are with Barry Manilow fans. They're aging out.
They're aging out, but you know what? The ones that were stoked for it yesterday... I hope that your mom had a great time. I saw your Instagram video. She looked so happy.
I don't think I've ever seen my mom that happy.
She was like a fangirl. Like as if, like it was like One Direction was back. But it's Barry Manilow for Bill's mom.
In the 50 years that I've known my mom, I don't think I've ever seen her that happy at all. Not at my high school graduation, not at my college graduation.
That might have been the best night of her life. Truly.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And thankfully... Barry Manilow, who is 81 years old now, realized who his core audience is. And that show wrapped up like at 9:25.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, good.
I was home by 10 o'clock last night.
Wow. I was thinking of you, too. Because, like, I was up a little late last night, and it was like 10, and I saw your video of your mom, and I was like, oh, boy, he's having a long night. But
no.
I'm glad that Barry read the room.
It was very reasonable. Well, Barry's got to get to bed, too. I mean, the guy's 81. He can't be staying up late.
He's still up there bopping around on a stage like it's nothing.
All right, so lots to talk about this morning. My son, Will, is back home from D.C., and my wife and I cannot believe what happened when the bus pulled into the middle school last night. So I'll tell you about that. There's new music on a Friday to check out. That's all coming up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Friday morning means new music. New music dropped last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. New music that I've been waiting for, too.
Let's see if some of these songs you've been waiting for. I guarantee you haven't been waiting for this. But I want to play this guy first. Because
if it's a guy, then no, I haven't been waiting for it. You already lost me.
It feels like Ed Sheeran, whenever he drops a song, it's overshadowed by another artist who drops the song on the same day.
Yes.
It just feels like that. I don't even know if that's accurate, but it
does feel that way, though.
Ed Sheeran releases a song and Taylor Swift releases a song in the same day. Or Ed Sheeran releases a song and Lady Gaga releases a song. It's like Ed can't win.
He can't catch a break.
But Ed did release a new song last night. This is called Sapphire. I don't mind that.
It's fun.
I could hear that on Q104 this summer.
Oh, yeah. That's a very summer song. And, like, I feel like, doesn't he have a new album coming out soon?
Yes. I should have that information at the ready, but I don't.
I know it's called Play. I want to say, let's see, it comes out in September. But I was also going to say that later this month, did you know Ed Sheeran has a song coming out for the new F1 movie, the Formula One movie? And it's going to be with Dave Grohl and John Mayer.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
The F1 movie. Is that the one with Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that song, I believe it releases with the movie on June 27th.
All right. So we knew about this one, that this song was going to drop today because Sabrina Carpenter, she had like a little teaser on her Instagram, which had no music on it.
It just had the intro, like the first two words of this song, if you go and listen to the full thing.
But it had Sabrina Carpenter wearing like these really short shorts and she was trying to hitchhike or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, there's no music here.
Yeah, there's no music. It wasn't really much of a teaser.
But the song dropped last night. Sabrina Carpenter, will she have another song of the summer? This is Manchild. I'm not sure. What do you think?
Oh, I love it. I think it's very fun. It's not quite as fun as Espresso to me, but
yes,
that's a very special place in my heart. Espresso was like, oh, top tier for me.
See, this is what happens with the artists is when you have the song of the summer, like Espresso was last summer, the expectations are so high when they drop a song. You want another song like that. You crave another song of the summer. And I don't know if that's it.
I think it could be a contender for Song of the Summer because I still don't feel like we have a very obvious choice.
No,
for
I don't
Song
either.
Of the Summer. But I had been saying that Sabrina, I felt like she was releasing something because we didn't have that yet. And she actually wrote on Instagram kind of what I was saying. She said, quote, "It sounds like the song embodiment of a loving eye roll and feels like the never-ending road trip in the summer. Hence why I wanted to give it to you now so you can stick your head out of the car window and scream it all summer long." And I was like, yeah, you knew what you were doing.
Another song that dropped last night, and I'm going to play this because I know that you're excited about it. Her name is Addison Rae.
Yeah!
She had the song Diet Pepsi. I think Q104 was playing that for a while.
Yes, we were playing Diet Pepsi for a minute.
So Addison Rae with new music this morning as well. This is called Times Like These. very chill.
I love it. It feels kind of like Brat Summer reincarnated.
When would you listen to that? Is that music on a chill Friday night and it's fire pit per Friday?
I'll listen to it.
You're outside on the patio?
Anytime. I was listening to it on my way into work this morning. So any time of the day works for me. But that whole album just dropped today, Addison Rae's debut. It just feels so like early 2000s Y2K nostalgia to me. 10 out of 10 already. Check it out.
There you go. All new stuff for you to download and add to your playlists. You can today. And I like the classics. Right here, Mariah Carey. This song always makes me feel good. We Belong Together. Q Morning Show. Morgan Wallen, and you've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So while I was downtown last night, Ubering my mom and her friends to the Barry Manilow concert, I took them to Rocket Arena, and I took them home after the show. My oldest son, Will, 14 years old, returned to Northeast Ohio from his 8th grade Washington, D.C. trip.
Okay, so he's back home.
He is back home.
Did you get lots of stories last night, or was he like totally, totally tired?
Not one story. In fact, I didn't even see my son last night because when I got home, he was already in bed.
Okay, so he, understandable. I figured that he was probably going to hit the hay if he got home that late.
But the itinerary that the school sent us said that the bus would be rolling back into the middle school at around 8:15. And they were on time last night. In fact, the principal of the school sent out an email and said, hey, we are totally on time. Please be there in the parking lot to pick up your kids at 8:15. And so Paula was there because I couldn't be there. I was downtown. So Paula was there, and she sent me a screenshot of her text exchange with my son. So, like, right around 8:10, Paula texts Will, I'm in the parking lot at the school, I'm in Dad's car, and I'm in the third row in the parking lot.
Right.
And then she texted Will, do I have to come out and get you, or can you just come to the car? Because sometimes you have to get out of the car.
Yeah,
you have to,
and, like, almost, like, check in with somebody, say, like, I'm taking my kid.
Right. He didn't respond to any of those texts. Then my wife is sitting there in the parking lot watching people get off the bus, and Will is not coming over to the bus. She doesn't even see Will.
She
texts, where are you? Then she texts, hello, and he's not there.
He's still not responding?
Paula is like freaking out. It's like, did they bring him home from Washington, D.C.? Where is he?
Yeah, where is your son?
Why is he not responding to the messages? Why did I not see him get off the bus? What's going on? Finally, at 8:43 p.m., and I only know this because the text exchange says red, so he finally checks his phone and reads Paula's messages, and he responds, oh, I'm at home. I walked.
What? Hold on a second. How much stuff did he have with him? Was it just a book bag?
Just a bag. Yeah, just a duffel bag. That's it.
A duffel bag. Okay.
Really small duffel bag.
But still, why did he walk when she literally was there, like, and had texted him at 8:10?
That is the question. Why did he not think that someone
was going to be there to pick him up?
Either his mom or his dad would be in the parking lot to pick him up. Now, we live really close to the school.
Yeah.
And he walks to school and walks home almost every day. But
okay.
Still.
Well, that does explain a little bit more. Maybe he just figured since he does it all the time, he would just walk. And I know it is still kind of light outside now. By, like, even, like, 8:45, it's still kind of light. So he might have just thought it was fine to do. I don't know, but that's crazy. It almost makes him sound like you guys, like, never pick him up from stuff. Like,
I know.
He just thought he would walk home.
So Paula texts me all of this. She sends me the screenshot, and she's like, unbelievable. And I'm sitting at dinner. I'm at yours truly. And I texted her back. I'm like, what's going on? Did he not think someone would pick him up? And Paula said, I also called him a half dozen times. She's like, I'm slightly worried that we're raising dumbasses.
And then, I don't know.
You, sir, should be ashamed to call yourself a father.
Well, wait a minute. That was my wife that texted that. That wasn't me.
You made him walk home after his Washington, D.C. trip. Father of the year.
I don't think he wanted to come home.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I'm not going to lie. I think he was maybe like pouting. He just like needed a second to like regroup. I think that was probably it.
I think you might be right. I really think there. And if we have time today, I might want to explore this. I was thinking about this in my head. I don't think that he wanted to come home because from everything that I've heard from my wife, he had the time of his life in Washington, D.C. with his friends. And I think he's actually mad and disappointed and sad that he's home. I really feel that way.
Oh, and I get that. I totally get that.
I don't get that. So I'm trying to understand it. And my wife and I are texting back and forth. And Paula said, I used to feel that way when I was a kid, when I would come back from summer vacation.
Yeah.
I had such a fun week with my friends and now it's over. And I'm like, I don't get that. I've never had that feeling.
That happens to me even as an adult after I go to music festivals. I come back and it's just like the day to day. It's just a drag.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me. Maybe we have time to get into that. 216-474-0104. I'd really love to get into some good vibes this morning. What has you feeling good going into this weekend? Alyssa is in a fantastic mood this morning.
I really am.
For multiple reasons. New music this morning. Pride in the CLE tomorrow. What has you feeling good on this Friday morning? 216-474-0104. Good vibes are on the way. Let's go to Broadview Heights. Rachel has a good vibe this morning. Rachel, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Please share with us.
Okay. This is maybe non-traditional, but there is this lady on TikTok who is leaving her cheating husband, and it really gives me life. I've been watching her videos every morning, and they get me so pumped up.
Oh, what's her name on TikTok? I got to go look.
You know what? I will have to tell you afterwards. I cannot even remember, but she is right at the top of my search bar, and I watch her videos every morning to get pumped up.
You said he cheated?
He cheated, and then he, like, didn't come home, and she was really stressed about it at first, but now she's, like, taking 10,000 steps a day and feeling much healthier and filing for divorce, and
yes,
really empowering.
Glow up. I love it.
Okay, Rachel, so I am doing quick Google searches here, and I'm not on TikTok, so this is difficult for me.
Specifically look up like to her new series. She's saying 10,000 steps a day until I'm officially divorced.
Is her name Megs?
That sounds accurate.
Megs, 1379 on TikTok. I see 10,000 steps a day until divorce.
That's the one.
Megs, 1379.
All right. Yes. I found her too. Okay. Oh, yes. She is glowing up. I love this. Okay. Following.
All right, Rachel. Well, thank you for passing that along. Now, Alyssa has something new to consume here during the show as she's on her phone watching TikTok videos.
Perfect. I can always use new TikToks to watch.
Thank you for sharing that, Rachel. Have a great day. Thanks for sharing the good vibe.
Thanks so much.
Friday morning, you've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us. Today would be the official first day of summer vacation for my boys. Their last day of school was yesterday. I know that there's some schools still in session. I think Westlake, their last day isn't until next week. I think Parma is still in session until next week.
Hopefully by next week, though, everybody will be home free. Summer vacay.
My boys are on summer vacation as of today. And I was talking to a coworker of ours last night when I ran into him. His name is Nick. He works at the sports station. He works in the afternoon. We have kids that are similar ages.
Okay.
And so I was just making small talk with him, and we were talking about summer vacation. And he was telling me about his plans for the kids and how he's going to structure summer for them. He's going to implement bedtimes.
What? Why?
The more I think about it, though, I think it is a good idea. I mean, at least to be reasonable about bedtimes, because Will is still playing baseball. It's not like I want him up until 2 o'clock in the morning. the night before he has a baseball game.
Well, sure.
Or something like that.
Do you think he would even make it that long without trying?
I don't know. He's kind of an early bird, so maybe I won't have to worry about it. But what it made me think of is I really need to get on this.
On what?
On creating like some sort of a structure for them. And I think what it would be is we have to have like some benchmarks.
Okay.
Like every day, like you have to do this every day. You have to do some chores.
Mm-hmm.
You have to read a little bit. And it, you know, benchmarks like that. And then after you accomplish those things, then you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. It's your summer vacation.
But I feel like I remember you trying to do this last year and like mildly succeeding, but it wasn't particularly easy. So best of luck to you this time around.
I'm not going
to
be 100%. If I can get a 60% success rate for the summer, then I'll consider that to be an accomplishment.
Okay. 60%. That's what we're aiming for.
I'm not expecting perfection, but I figure today I'll let them do whatever they want.
Yeah, I think today, I say next week too. Just give them some time.
Next week too?
Yes, give them. It's summer vacation.
I guess you're right.
They're gonna say
we'll see
like
how it goes.
We're gonna stay up all night, and then they'll be up till like 11. Okay, like just let them feel like they're doing like they're having a true summer.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into Red Flag Friday because Jenna has reached out to us. And she's dating a guy and has realized a red flag. And this is a dilemma that she has now. She might have to make a choice, a Sophie's choice. Red Flag Friday on the way now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next, the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show, Red Flag Friday. Jenna in Olmsted Falls is going to join us this morning. So Jenna is in a newer relationship, I would say. That's what Red Flag Friday is usually all about. It's a new relationship that you're trying to figure out and you're trying to look for signs, but then there's a red flag and now you're not sure what to do with this relationship. Jenna, good morning.
Hey.
Tell us what's going on with you.
Well, first I have to say that I wanted to call you guys because I know Alyssa loves cats.
Ooh, cats? Yes, I do. I love cats.
Now, what would make you say that?
I have no idea.
Would it be like the messages that she records to greet her cats as they decide to eat?
Come here, Miss Pancakey. Oh, it's time to get your food. Come here, little girl. Come here, cakeys.
I hate that you have that sound clip saved. Oh, it kills me. But anyways, yes, I do. I love cats. That's very obvious. I literally just took a cat home from the parking garage last week, so.
Oh, no, that's so cute.
Okay, do you have...
Come here, Mr. Ozzy. Oh, that's a good boy. Ozzy.
I hate this.
Come here.
So, I'm sorry. What made you think that Alyssa loves cats, Jenna?
Well, I love cats, too, so this is the correct audience.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a cat?
I do. So that's actually what we're going to talk about. My kitty Lola is 3, and she's the absolute love of my life.
Lola!
But there's like this guy I'm seeing, and she actually might be the reason I end up breaking things off with this guy.
Lola?
I know.
Being the reason that you think that this might not work out?
Yeah, I mean, I really thought he was like red flag free, but then we started having sleepovers. And it turns out that he's, like, super allergic to cats, and he's refusing to stay at my place.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. So he's, like, not the first guy that's given me this reasoning as to, like, why he won't stay over. But with the other guys in the past, it was, like, you know, just, like, a hookup situation. This guy that I'm seeing right now, I really like him. I don't see how we have any future together if he can't figure out his allergies, which he clearly isn't making a priority right now since his solution is just, like, been to never stay at my apartment.
Jenna, just so I understand, are you accusing this guy? Do you think he actually has allergies to Lola, or do you think that he's making it up? Like, what?
Oh, no, I think he has allergies. Okay. I just, like, what's the plan? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If he's not going to prioritize them, then, like, is this a red flag? Like, Alyssa, did this ever happen to you when you were dating?
Honestly, yeah. It's like, this is like taking me back. No, this did. This has happened to me in the past as well. Again, not just once. But truly, I don't know how good of advice this is. It depends on how much you like this guy, but I didn't continue things because I'm sorry, but my cat comes first. She's not going anywhere.
Right?
And these guys were legitimately allergic to your cat, Alyssa.
That I'm not sure of. I wasn't really as convinced as Jenna seems to be. I think it might have just been like an excuse to not want to stay at my place.
Right.
But either way, regardless of the reasoning, my cat is here to stay. I love her to death. And it sounds like, Jenna, you love your kitty Lola, too. So
yeah. It's
like, yeah, how do you move forward with somebody?
But at the same time, it's not this guy's fault that he has an allergy to the cat.
But he's also not really making it a priority to, like, figure out what works for him allergy-wise. I'm allergic to cats, Bill, and I have 4 of them. You figure out what medicine works for you. You figure out what regimen you need.
But doesn't this fall on Jenna too? Like, doesn't she need to prioritize how much this guy is important to her in her life?
Yes, that's why I'm calling you.
I mean, like, yeah, that's why she's here.
Not getting rid of the cat. Like, it's not happening.
Yeah, that's a non-option though.
Okay. 216-474-0104. Jenna is seeing a guy, and you like this guy, right, Jenna?
I do, yeah.
You want to continue a relationship with him?
I do.
And we think that this guy wants to continue a relationship with you, but he's saying...
I think so, yes.
He's saying that he's allergic to your cat, Lola. What should Jenna do next? Is this a red flag? Who has dealt with this before in the past, besides Alyssa? Because Alyssa just cuts the guys off, like, right then and there.
I do. I'm like...
She's like, you're allergic? Get out!
Tells me everything I need to know. Not my person.
Some guy walks into her apartment. They're like, achoo! She's like, get out. Get out right now.
And you know what? Now I'm married to the biggest cat lover of them all. So see how it worked out?
216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday. It continues next. The Q Morning Show. We are doing Red Flag Friday. The Q Morning Show. Q104. Jenna in Olmsted Falls really likes this guy. And they've been seeing each other. They've been having some sleepovers. But lately, the guy's like, I can't come over anymore because I am allergic to your cat, Lola. And Jenna thinks this is a red flag that he is refusing to come over and not wanting to do anything about his allergy.
Not trying to fix it, not trying to figure out a way to make it work.
And I'm wondering, just thinking like a guy, is it an excuse not to come over anymore? Because I would totally do something like that if I was in my single days. I would find some excuse to not come over and say, oh, I'm deathly allergic to your
right.
cat.
We're
Sorry
leaving
about that
option possibly on the table, but I would like to go into this with the mentality that, like, this guy actually is allergic to cats. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. A lot of people are allergic to cats. But how is he going to handle that if he wants to be with Jenna?
Allie in Mayfield, is it a red flag that this guy is using the allergy excuse not to see Jenna?
Absolutely a red flag. There are so many allergy pill options out there. I met my husband 10 years ago. I had a cat. He had the same issues, started taking an allergy pill, and has been on an allergy pill every day for the last 10 years. We even got a second cat since we've been together.
Do you have to
work around it?
Do you have to double the dosage of your allergy pill if there's two cats?
Absolutely not. No, okay. So one pill, 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. But okay, so see, he figured it out. It's working for him, and they even got another cat. It's totally possible.
Morgan in Avon, you have experience with this as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a red flag. I dated a guy. We moved in together. He said he was allergic to cats, so I gave my cat to my parents, and he ended up being the worst.
Oh, so you adjusted to him and his allergy, and you gave the cat away.
Yeah.
Just to your parents, though.
So my now husband, when we started dating, it was a non-negotiable. He was allergic to cats, and I said, well, SOL, it's me or the cat. if you were the cat, and he was like, okay, and now he loves our cat, and he would have another one, and he figured out his medicine regimen, and it's all fine.
See? There you go. You just kind of give that ultimatum sometimes. It's like, the cat's not going anywhere. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. And the cat is an indicator of how much he is into you. Because
how hard is he willing to work
right.
to be with you?
As much as, like, let's say I was allergic to cats. And if I wasn't into the girl, I'd be like, yeah, I'm allergic. I can't come over.
Right. Like, you're not going to put in any effort at that point to take an allergy pill, to have itchy eyes every once in a while.
Right.
You're not going to deal with that. But if you actually like her, like, you'll put up with some sneezes every now and then.
Okay, Jenna, we think it's a genuine red flag you're looking at, so.
You got some decisions to make, girlfriend.
216-474-0104. If there's anything further, Red Flag Friday, every Friday on the Q Morning Show. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. I kind of have an idea, like, from what we were talking about with Red Flag Friday, is like the lengths that guys will go to be with someone. Like, if they're allergic to cats, if they really want to be with someone, though,
they'll take an allergy pill every
right.
day for many years.
And I think it goes both ways. Like, I think the conversation would be, what is the thing that you overlooked, like, early in the relationship, just because you thought they were so hot or you were so attracted to them and you just wanted to be with them?
That you just, like, sucked it up for a little while
right.
and now you're like, oh, this is actually an issue.
Yeah, it's been so long. It's been so long since I've been single, so I'm racking my brains trying to think if I have an example of that. I remember there was this one girl that I was dating, like, back in college. She would never eat.
What?
She would never actually eat food in front of me. So if we would go out to lunch or we go out to dinner, she would order a meal, but then she wouldn't eat it. Like, she would just...
What? That's
it would just,
strange.
It would sit there.
Did she take it home?
No. Not all the time.
So then that's just a waste of money.
And food. And I don't understand why she wasn't eating, and I was paying for it. But she was so, you know, I was so attracted to her.
That you're like, I guess this is fine?
I let it go for a while.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. A future conversation for a future day. We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. Girls Night Out, where I'm sure that you ladies talk about all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. And more.
Guys and cats and
everything in between.
Right. And that's coming up. So dinner and a movie with Alyssa on Tuesday night, June 17th. We have your invitation to go. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is coming up in less than 10 minutes. Brittany in Westlake, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Five questions. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Trying to get an invitation for Girls Night Out. All right, Brittany, question number one. Who is the daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes?
Oh, Lord.
That's not it.
Nope. I honestly have no clue. I know that's so bad, but I have no clue.
Let's see how you do with question number two. What is the name of the Leaning Tower in Italy?
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Question three. In 2019, who was named the world's first billionaire rapper?
First billionaire rapper?
Billionaire.
I have no clue.
Do you want to just guess a rapper?
Let's do Jay-Z.
Question four. In the logo FedEx, what is the color of Fed?
Purple.
Final question. A type of doll that comes with inspiring stories and history lessons. They might include Felicity or Corinne.
I don't know. American Girl doll?
All right, Brittany, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
How do you think you did today, Brittany?
Well, I know I got the FedEx question right because my family works for them.
Okay, good. So you had personal firsthand knowledge.
Other than that, probably not good, but that's okay.
You're about to be very surprised. Alyssa, meet Brittany in Westlake.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
She thinks she did terrible.
Yeah.
But did she actually do terrible? Because people tend to think that they did bad and then they didn't.
Brittany went 4 for 5.
Okay, Brittany.
Didn't expect that at all.
She had two wild guesses that were actually correct.
Oh my God. Okay.
Crazy.
All right. Go get yourself a lottery ticket today, girl.
Right?
So now the heat is on. Alyssa has to get 4 correct just to tie and 5 to win. Here we go. Question one. Who is the daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes?
She has a weird name. I feel like it starts with an S. Ugh, I don't know.
That would be Suri Cruise.
Yo, yes. I was going to say like Sari. It was like on the tip of my tongue.
So now Alyssa needs these next 4 correct. What is the name of the Leaning Tower in Italy?
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
In 2019, who was named the world's first billionaire rapper? It's crazy.
I feel like I should know this.
It's crazy. I feel like I'm playing the same. I mean, this is exactly what happened to Brittany.
Oh.
Yes, very much.
Oh, man. Is it Eminem?
Jay-Z is the correct answer.
Oh, okay. So I already have an L.
So everybody knows what has happened. Let's just see how you do with the last two questions. In the logo FedEx, what is the color of Fed?
Orange. What?
It's purple.
Mm-mm. It's purple.
What's orange, Brittany?
X. My whole family works for FedEx.
Oh, unfair advantage. Oh, that's not fair.
The questions are written a day in advance. I don't know who's going to play. Question 5, a type of doll that comes with inspiring stories and history lessons. They might include Felicity or Corinne.
The American doll.
Yes.
Wait, what are you?
I thought it was American Girl dolls, but I'll accept American dolls.
Oh, no. It is American Girl doll.
Oh, okay. So do you want this?
Yeah. I got excited. I already knew that I lost. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't even matter. Brittany, you threw her off her game. She's defeated.
You got my mind all jumbled up now.
I'm telling you, I guess most of those.
Well, hey, it worked out for you better than it worked out for me.
Brittany wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Brittany, you have the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, and we have an official diploma, which we're going to send to you. And hopefully, most importantly to you, you're going to hang out with the girls during Q104's Girls Night Out, hosted by Alyssa.
Yay!
It's my birthday. My birthday was on Monday, so that I was trying to win all week. So.
Oh, perfect. We will have like a little belated birthday celebration at Girls Night Out.
Yay!
Woo!
My name is Brittany, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. You know, as I'm thinking about this, as we workshop this, as we massage this, what's trending on TikTok, I think it would be good if we actually like do a, like a more practical application of it. So whatever it is, like maybe we can actually recreate it.
Oh, like try it out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever it is, I know we can't do it today.
Honestly, we probably could do this one today.
Okay.
We could. Because today's trend that I wanted to share, you've heard of tummy time for babies, right?
I have heard of that. I remember that. Yeah.
You did that with your boys?
Sure. You put them on the mat for a specific period of time.
And what's that supposed to help with for babies?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember. I don't know.
Is it like motor skills?
Yeah.
Like,
it's supposed to help them develop. I think it's with their head. I think
it's like strengthen those muscles.
If I remember correctly, and I know someone's going to, I'm going to bring up the text right now because I know someone is going to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that you put the baby on their tummy and then it's supposed to help them lift their head because they're going to want to lift their head and look up. So mm-hmm. It's supposed to help strengthen their neck muscles.
Okay. Okay. So
I don't know if I'm 100% right about that.
That honestly does make sense because the trend that I wanted to share with you today is adult tummy time. This has become all the rage, the hot new thing on TikTok. Adults are setting aside at least 10 minutes every day to have tummy time. And the idea and the reason why is that it's supposed to help counteract tech neck. You know, like the bad posture of like having a hunched over neck from constantly being on your phone.
Okay.
You've heard of tech neck, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, I'll get it occasionally.
This is supposed to help with that. And content creators say 10 minutes or more of adult tummy time every day, even while you're just watching TV, scrolling, reading, can help with the effect of that hunched neck. The reason why I do find it kind of funny, at least just a little bit, is because, of course, I'm discovering this and I'm like, wow, I have terrible posture. My back hurts constantly. So does my neck. I could use this. You know what I do?
What?
I just sat there while sitting up and continued to scroll and just let my tech neck get worse and did not do the tummy time. Have not tried it yet, but it would be an easy one to give it a go.
Well, let's go. We're going into a break right now. Let's do some tummy time in the studio.
Just lay on the floor.
Yeah, and then we'll come back and we'll continue the show.
All right. If you need us, we'll be laying on the floor for a couple of minutes.
Right. We're trying it out. What's trending on TikTok? We'll see if this works.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Dochi, anxiety. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So, Alyssa Rose, how long have you been living in Parma Heights now? It hasn't been a year yet, right?
No. I think it's been a little over 6 months now. We moved in beginning of November.
And right now, if her neighbors looked in her backyard, they would be appalled.
Okay, listen, we took care of the yard. She is cut completely. She's not.
Is it?
She's not that pretty, but it's cut.
And now she has purchased something that she's going to put out on the front porch, is that right?
Yes. It's my favorite purchase that I have made so far in 2025.
And you can see this purchase on our Instagram. Is it up right now?
Yeah, I just posted it on our story at the Q Morning Show Instagram.
I'm going there right now because I need to take another look at this.
I love it. I'm so excited. I have wanted one of these for so long.
Is that right?
And now that I've finally, I'm a first-time homeowner. This is the first house that I've lived in, other than, you know, growing up. But, like, I've lived in apartments as an adult. I finally have a front porch and somewhere to put this glorious front porch goose.
It's a goose.
It's a goose. And I'm so excited. I have not gotten any clothes for her yet. She's naked. But I did see on TikTok somebody dressed up their goose to look like Guy Fieri. And kind of want to do that. Maybe want to get her like a Cavs jersey. But more importantly, I need a name for my goose.
So that's a ceramic goose?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is. I posted it the other day on my own Instagram and somebody DM'd me and said, "You're really leaning into that to be in a Parma resident, aren't ya?" I was like, you know what? I don't have any flamingos in the yard. I just have a goose on the porch. Okay.
Now, what has Bryce said about the goose that you have purchased? What have your friends said? What have they commented?
Well, my friends and I, actually, the goose thing, it's a long-running joke. My best friend and I, we actually have matching silly goose tattoos. So she was excited. She was like, "Oh my gosh, wait, that's so funny." And then when I told her I was actually putting it outside, she was like, "Wait, are you seriously?" I was like, "Yeah, of course." And she was like, "No, you're not going to do that." I was like, "Yes, I am." And she was like, "Dude, that's so tacky." I was like, "I do not care." Bryce, honestly, he's so unbothered. Happy wife, happy life. He learned so fast.
I'm kind of with Bryce on that. Like, I wouldn't put that on my porch, but if my wife put it out, I'd be like, okay.
Like, it's not worth going rounds about.
It's like,
you know,
it's like my neighbor's boat in his backyard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. He can have his boat in the backyard.
Right.
It doesn't bother me. As long as the city doesn't come after me for it, I'm fine. He can do whatever he wants.
Then it's no big deal. But yeah, I think Bryce is just like, she's just doing a thing again.
All right, 216-474-0104. By the way, you can see the goose on our Instagram, at the Q Morning Show.
Like, I know it's tacky. I don't care.
I thought we'd get into that. Like, what is the tacky thing that you have at your house?
That either you love or, like, your SO loves and, like, won't get rid of.
Yeah, or the other way around.
Or the other way around. It could be something that you love.
Or maybe the neighbor has it, like, you have to see it every single day.
Like, everybody's going to have to see my freaking goose.
Yeah.
It's better than the WWE flag that we're thinking about putting up the flagpole.
My neighbor has a duck. I know Paula has commented on it.
Like a live duck?
No. What?
Like a porch duck?
No, yeah, a porch duck.
Okay.
Like your goose.
Like my goose. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know that porch ducks existed. I thought that they were just geese.
216-474-0104. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa.
See, this is why I love living in Parma Heights.
Why?
Because my neighbor, Jen, she just texted in about the stuff that she's got out on her front porch. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one with fun, silly things out on my front porch. Jen, good morning.
Morning.
Jen isn't home right now. She's actually in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A getting a sandwich.
I am.
Do you have your sandwich yet, or are you waiting in line?
No, I'm waiting to tell them that I have a local pickup.
Oh.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so if we're talking to you and you have to do that, just do that. Okay.
Breakfast is important. It's the most important meal of the day.
In the meantime, what are your thoughts on Alyssa putting out a goose out on her front porch? Is it, will that bother you?
I have a mobile order for pickup.
I don't think it bothers her at all.
I know.
It's going to be ready at the window.
Just I'm all for the porch goose.
Okay, yes. Porch goose for the win. Now, you texted us in what you have. Can you tell us more?
I have yoga frogs and flamingos.
I love it so much.
What is a yoga frog?
I've actually seen the yoga frogs, and I want those, too. They're so fun, like the little ceramic ones doing like the little cross-legged pose, right?
Yes, they're in various yoga positions.
Oh, come on. I say no on the yoga frog.
Oh, they're so cute.
No. It's basically...
It's a frog doing yoga.
It is.
That's the best way to describe it. I don't know how else you're going to describe this.
They're sitting crisscross applesauce, the frog, and is holding its hands up almost as in prayer.
Yes.
But it's actually a yoga pose. No.
Yes!
No on the yoga frog.
Oh.
Come on.
Fun sucker. And then also flamingos. I am still on the hunt to get flamingos. I do want some for my yard because not in Parma Heights, but close enough. I feel like I need to represent.
Mm-hmm. It's right there.
How many do you have? How many flamingos, Jen?
I have 2 plastic ones and then a couple solar ones.
Okay. All right. See, I got to get on that then. I got to join the Flamingo Club as well. I'm in the Goose Club. Need to join the Flamingo Club. You know, there's also a house across the street from me. They have giant chickens, like giant chicken statues in their front yard. There's like 5 of them.
You're going to have to get some pictures of those.
I can definitely do that.
In the neighborhood.
There is a weird amount of them. You've seen them too, Jen?
Yeah, there's a couple streets down has a bunch of them too. And I'm kind of like, what's up with these? Because I was looking for a porch goose too. And I'm like, what's up with these giant chickens?
What? Yeah.
What is going on in Parma Heights?
It's a lot of fun over there.
I don't know. Can we send the I team over there? Ed and Peggy?
Fox 8, get on it.
Can they figure out what's going on in Parma Heights? Thank you, Jen. Enjoy your breakfast sandwich this morning.
Yes, and happy Friday. Have a good weekend.
You too.
The Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. It's Friday morning. We are being really random today.
That's my favorite way to be on a Friday.
I kind of like it, too. I know our bosses don't necessarily like this.
Yeah, they don't love it, but whatever. TGIF.
Sometimes we'll have meetings and they'll be like, did you guys actually like plan anything today? I'm actually dialing a phone.
Oh, yeah, we're calling somebody. I believe we have a birthday. Is that so?
That's what it said on the text. Mm. So calling to find out.
Hello.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Kara.
Hi, Kara. What city are you in?
Olmsted Falls.
Is Finley there?
Yes.
Finley.
Yes, he is.
Finley, this is Bill and Alyssa calling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We hear that you have a very special day today.
What is today?
My birthday.
Happy birthday, Finley!
He is so excited. You guys just made his day. He loves Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh. He's going to be a smarty pants.
We're going to play that coming up, Finley.
Yeah.
So where are you guys off to right now? Like, what are you doing right now? Where are you going? What's happening?
To the school.
You're going to school?
No, the store.
The store. Okay. And Finley, do we know how old Finley is yet? Did he say?
Five.
Oh my goodness.
So what's at the store? Are we going birthday present shopping? Are we going to get a cake?
It's on my dad. He's like going to worms.
We're getting worms for our chickens.
Nice. Getting worms for the chickens.
Okay.
Yeah. And the randomness continues. Yeah. I love it.
It's so random because, so you have, I'm sorry, is it Kara?
Yes.
So Kara's translating for Finley. And I heard we're getting worms for the kitchen. So you're getting worms for the chickens. Okay.
Yes.
So the chickens, there's chickens in Olmsted Falls too, not just in Parma Heights. So it all comes full circle here.
I'm assuming that those are live chickens. Very jealous.
Yeah.
Kara, thank you so much for listening to us and having us on. Finley, have a great day today. Have a memorable fifth birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And then listen for Alyssa's College of Knowledge, which is coming up in just a few minutes here. We're going to need someone to play. Alyssa lost earlier this morning. Can we make it two times in a row? We also have more invitations for you to join Alyssa for Girls Night Out coming up in less than 2 weeks, Tuesday night, June 17th. Quaker Steak and Lube for dinner. And then go next door to the movies, Cinemark Valley View, to watch Bride Hard, the new movie with Rebel Wilson. So that's coming up. And Mumford and Sons tickets.
Woo!
On the way after 9 this morning, the Q Morning Show. Brian and Westlake, good morning.
Good morning.
So Brian and Westlake really wants to go to Girls Night Out with Alyssa.
Absolutely.
Because he is here right now to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. All right, Brian, it's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Question one. What college football team plays their home games in the Shoe?
That would be Ohio State.
Question two. This classic musical features Danny and Sandy enjoying some summer lovin' in high school in the 50s.
That would be Grease.
Question three. If you're checking PSI on your car, what part of your car are you checking?
Tire pressure.
Question four. Brie cheese comes from what country?
France.
Final question. He's going to perform at Jacobs Pavilion in October. His songs include Whatever You Like, I'm Sprung, and Buy You a Drink.
Let's go. Jelly Roll.
Let's bring Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, please come on back into the studio.
All right, Brian. Now, if you actually beat Alyssa and you win tickets for Girls Night Out, do you have someone that you're going to give these to, or what are you going to do?
I would probably give them to my daughter. She likes to party all over Cleveland.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
She is 20. She actually turns 28 this month.
Okay. Brian is here. Brian and Westlake, Alyssa.
Wait, Brian.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. We actually haven't had any guys play while we've been giving away the Girls Night Out.
I'm starting to suspect that Brian had no idea what the prize was today.
Is this true, Brian?
No, it's not. I actually had my daughter in mind all along. So.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
All right. So Brian did very well. He went 4 for 5.
Okay.
So Alyssa, you're...
So he really wants those girls' night invites. <Yeah. laughs>
So Alyssa, your challenge is to get 4 correct to tie Brian, 5 correct in order to win the game. Here we go. What college football team plays their home games in the Shoe?
That's Ohio State.
Yes, it is. Question two. This classic musical features Danny and Sandy enjoying some summer lovin' in high school in the 50s.
Grease.
Question three. If you're checking PSI on your car, what part of your car are you checking?
Oh, come on. You knew I wasn't going to know this one. This feels pointed. Feels personal. Engine.
Sorry, your tires. PSI measures your tire pressure. Question four. Brie cheese comes from what country?
Italy?
No, I'm sorry. It is France.
I guessed on that one.
Did I really just lose twice in a row?
Final question. He is going to perform at Jacob's Pavilion in October. His songs include Whatever You Like, I'm Sprung, and Buy You a Drink.
T-Pain.
Okay, you got that one. However, that is only your third correct question.
I know.
Which means, Brian, for the second time in a row today, someone has beaten you. Brian wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Woohoo!
All right, Brian, let's go.
I changed my mind. I'm going to go. To heck with my daughter.
Yeah. You know what, Brian? Come on out to girls' night. Why not?
All right, I'm in.
You can be one of the girls for the night. I got no problem with it.
My name is Brian, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.